재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we were just going to take a look at some headlines that happened on this day in history. Now, today it is Friday. Yay! It is September 18th. 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 9월 18일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look here. This one is going to be talking about those late night operating hours because I actually didn't know this, but at this time there was limits on the operating hours here in Korea. So this one's very short. We'll just take a look at it in Korean first and then we'll switch it on over to English. So let's take a look. It says here,
심야 영업 시민 잔반 팽팽.
And I always love that and that sound pingping here. But the 심야 영업, when we talk about 심야 영업, we're talking about these late night operating kind of hours here. So 심야 is the term for late at night, and then 영업 is the term for operations. So you'll often see on signs like 영업 시간, that's telling you the operating hours of like a restaurant or a cafe or a building. It's telling you from this time to this time here. And so the 심야 영업, the midnight operation hours are kind of tight, and they're saying the pros and cons of citizens about these here. It's kind of these tight pros and cons. So the 시민 is the citizens, and then this term here, 잔반, 잔반, that's talking about those pros and cons. That's the 찬성 and 반대. But, you know, I also was, it got me thinking when I read that, you know, pros and cons. I often will think of the term as well when we use 장단점. So we will often talk about the 장점 and the 단점 for something, which is like the goods and the bad, the pros and the cons. So, but here we're using 찬반, which is that 찬성 and 반대 for those pros and cons. But what they were saying for this here in particular is talking about how at this time there was a kind of this ban at the time to, like, you know, not allow having people operating after a certain time, specifically midnight here. And that was for kind of adult entertainment and public restaurants. So adult entertainment meaning kind of like bars and lounges, things like that. And the argument here that was going on was who should get to decide this here. They, you know, there are the restaurants here saying that this whole ban was due to the fact that it was about overconsumption and kind of like causing bad influences. And but they were like, that's more primarily for the adult entertainment industry there. That's the late night drinkings and things like that. But they're like, for ordinary restaurants, they're like, we shouldn't be affected by this. So we should be able to give our opinion on this and have that not affect us and have this ban. Whereas the adult entertainment industry's opinion at the time was like, well, no, the only people who are able to operate at this time afterwards were these hotels for tourists, and they could operate till 2 a.m. But unfortunately, they made the point that a lot of foreign tourists then weren't really going to those hotel bars at that time. And so it was really affecting their business as well. And so a lot of them were kind of having this disagreement about who should get priority for this ban lifting, partial lifting. And then you had these civic groups and women's groups who were arguing that this whole thing shouldn't be lifted, that they worked really hard and that they're worried about causing like a rise in bad influence and, you know, overconsumption and even kind of in terms of crime as well. They were worried about that. But apparently this whole midnight operation hour ban had actually ended in 1998, which is why I had never heard about it, because in Korea, it's a 24/7 culture here. So this is really interesting for me to read about this. And I was kind of curious about you guys. Do you have any sort of like a ban that only lets you operate till midnight in your country? Let me know. I'd love to hear about it. 네, 여러분은 심야 영업이 제한되었던 것을 알고 계셨나요? 50번의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius 아니면 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. But now let's listen to our next song here. It's by Edge One and it's called All Day, All Night.
Yeah. Yo, as one, Kato.
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. Now, before we get into our final headline here, I do want to take a look at some of your comments you guys have about these late night operation hours, the 심야 영업. And Adrian Linga here says, in the Philippines, if you work the graveyard shift, which is from 12 a.m. to 8 a.m., there are risks but also benefits for the work. At the same time, you have to be careful at night, but your salary also increases. I have worked the graveyard shift many a time back in college. I would work at a 24/7 diner, and I was a waitress, like if you guys can imagine that. And I know this. It is much more dangerous at that time, but the pay is a little bit better. Jane Lemon says, graveyard shifts add 3% of our salary in my former company. That's quite an improvement there. I mean, I don't think we got, I worked on tips, so mine is a little different, but 3%, that's quite good. Oh, wow. I wouldn't mind signing up for that. And Leah May says, below 18 part-timers here in New Zealand only have 8 to 5 working hours, and they have court-mandated schedules for study from 6 to 9 p.m. This is really helpful to prevent any minors from hanging out in bars. That is genius. I love this idea. Look at New Zealand just being like all sorts of productive and just kind of keeping everything in line. Man, I really would love to get there and visit there someday. Hopefully I can. But thank you guys so much for all of your messages. But now let's get to our final headline. Headline Korean. All right, everyone here at Headline Korean, you know how it goes. I just take this headline, we break it on down, and we just take those key words and the key phrases that you need in order to understand what's going on in the news these days. So keep yourself updated with the latest in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. And today, of course, we're going to be talking about the upcoming Chuseok holiday, but this one is specifically going to be targeted at those highway rest stops or those highway rest areas. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 휴게소에 대한 내용인데요. And the reason this is important is because we're all still trying to stick to the 거리 두기, you know, the social distancing here. And so a lot of rest stops here have taken some precautions. So let's take a look at it first in Korean, and then we'll switch it on over into English. It says here, 추석 연휴 기간 고속도로 휴게소 매장 내 식사 금지 보장만 가능. And what that's saying here is we're talking about the Chuseok long holiday weekend that's coming up. And so, of course, you guys know Chuseok. And then that 연휴 기간 is talking about the long holiday, the long weekend. 기간 is period. And this 연휴 here is that long holiday. So they're saying that the eating at stores on highway rest areas is going to be prohibited during that time here. When we talk about highways, we use the term 고속도로. 고속도로. So this here is the highway rest stops, and that's when we add the 휴게소. 휴게소. 휴게소 is the term for rest stops. So here we're talking about the highway rest stops. And it's saying in the stores, the 매장, 매장 is the store. In the stores, they are prohibiting this. And that's where that 식사 금지 comes in. 금지 is prohibiting something. Can't do it. No, no. And that's why it says 보장만 가능. Because 보장 is the term for like takeout. You know, you wrap it up and take it out. And 가능 is the term for it. You know, you're able to do it. It's possible. It's allowed. And so they're saying here that in order to kind of reduce any sort of risk, they're going to be prohibiting people from eating in at those rest stops. You can only do takeout at these rest stops here. And so, like, the seats and stuff as well, it's going to be banned. And also, this is going to be in effect from September 29th all the way to October 4th. So anyone planning on traveling then, keep that in mind. But it's basically because they want to reduce those risks, since the risks are higher when there's a lot of people in an enclosed space. It's harder to manage that. So that's why they're doing this. And they're also going to be having separate entrances and exits. And that's so they can do those temperature checks and kind of keep track of who's going in, who's going out. So everyone just kind of keep that in mind. There's also going to be this like simple call check-in system that's being put in place as well. And it just kind of records the visitors who are coming into those rest areas there. Now, for me personally, I feel this is a great idea to have. You know, I know it's more comfortable to sit in the rest stops. They're really lovely here in Korea. But I think a lot of people are probably very concerned about this. For those of us who like to travel using the 대중교통, which is the public transportation, like buses or trains, that, of course, is a concern of being overcrowded there. But for those of us who maybe travel in your own personal car, this might have been a concern, going to these rest stops and having it be overcrowded. And so it's great to see that they're taking measures. But for me personally, I'm American living in Seoul. 제 고향은 미국에 있으니까 추석 때는 저 서울 떠날 생각이 없어요. I don't have any plans to leave Seoul. What do I plan to do? I plan to come to TBS. That's what I plan to do. 네, 추석 때는 저 TBS EFM에서 생방 할 거예요. So make sure you guys all tune in and hang out with me then. But yeah, let me know your thoughts on this. I'd love to hear what you have to say in the TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. And now, let's take a listen to our next song here. It's by John Mayer, and it's called Back to You.